and Security Financial Bank. Halftime of tonight's Durand, Arkansas River Valley boys playoff football game. And joining us right now is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. Had a chance to talk with Mr. Nelson after the school board meeting from earlier this week. And of course, earlier this week, we talked a little bit about the budget that you can hear on our podcast. But now we're going to just talk a little bit about the school board meeting. Well, I guess before we even get into the meeting, it is always fun for playoff football and even the volleyball teams in playoffs and cross country. All it's tournament time for sports.
Yeah, it's always a neat atmosphere and the energy that it brings to school and the community, and you know, certainly with the girls volleyball, you know, starting the playoffs well with a good win against Prescott, and then playing Unity and our boys in level one here, and then hosting the sectional cross country meet tomorrow right here in Durand. Yeah, just a real fun time in the fall here to be part of the sports scene.
So let's talk a little bit about the school board meeting. I didn't know this, but we have an agreement with Mondovi for a media specialist for the library. Tell us about that.
Correct. So we share some services with them for a library media specialist. Not that this will surprise many, but library media specialists are not easy to find. We've got a couple exceptional ones here in our district. So we do enter into an agreement with Mondovi, which they use some of the services of the folks that we have, our licensed librarians, because state statute does require that every school district have one. So one of ours is takes on some responsibilities with that school district as well, and then as a result we share the some of the cost of that employee.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson this evening at halftime. The district is getting a new compact tractor for I guess what for wintertime and kind of some of the smaller things to do around the district with the building.
Yeah, correct. And unfortunately, you know, we're on the doorstep of winter again here. As much as I don't care for that, but the snow will fly soon, and we do handle the smaller sidewalk clearing, the plaza areas. That is something we do internally with our own custodial folks. We've always had a couple of machines, compact tractors that we use to help blow the snow, sweep the sidewalks, really try to do our best to keep things clean, particularly with the number of events that take place here in the school during the winter. The one is, to the best of our recollection, probably at least three decades old, so reaching end of life and having some mechanical issues. So we went and explored a couple of options for replacing that, and decided that we would add an additional Kubota compact tractor to our equipment list.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson this evening. In the administration reports, middle school students, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, the parents are going to start noticing some changes in how the report card system works?
Yeah, and that won't happen immediately. The goal is to have it fully implemented by the start of the 26-27 school year. But our staff, including Mrs. Sabelko, have been really working to align the report cards at the middle school level, certainly to be a little bit more in line with the elementary ones, but also to be a little bit more detailed and give both students and families a better understanding of really how their student is learning and progressing through the skills that I've identified both at the state level and local level around being a proficient sixth grader, being a proficient seventh grader, eighth grader in the various areas, you know, music, phi ed, English, math, science, social studies, etc. So what parents will see in the future is really a list of statements around the skills that describe the skills that these students should have. And then they'll be able to tell whether their kids are, you know, meeting expectations, exceeding expectations, not meeting expectations, and then there'll also be a behavioral component to that too, around being a really respectful, responsible student here.
And they're actually going to be able to kind of keep track of where they've been and where they could be going, the way I understood the presentation.
Yeah, and one of the big aspects of that is that we're really, I think, shifting a focus to is still certainly achievement, but also individual growth as a student. And one of the things that this move will allow us to do and allow families to see is, so when my school or when my kid started the school year in September, or when he was first assessed in relation to that skill, this is where he or she was at. I can look at that progression of learning then throughout the course of the school year in relation to that skill the next time he's assessed, you know, midwinter, spring, end of the school year, et cetera. So it, I think it should really be more informative for families to get a better grasp of, rather than just looking at a letter grade, perhaps like, okay, my kid got a B. Well, what exactly does that mean? So each content area will have some very specific skills that kids will be assessed and measured around. I kind of think of it as like a detailed doctor's report. When we go to a doctor for our physicals or whatever, you know, they, rather than just assigning maybe a letter, well, you know, Ryan, you're a C because you're, you know, not as healthy as you should be. This, you know, I was recently there and, you know, they run tests and they show you what the scale is, you know, kind of an, it's a number scale, but it's really a scale in terms of your health around, you know, cholesterol and sugar levels and all this stuff. And it's not exactly an apples to apples comparison, but the goal is to really provide more information to students and families around their learning.
That is Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. And coming up, we do have the second half of tonight's Durand, Arkansas River Valley Boys playoff football game. And you're listening to the Ensign Associates and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show. It's Durand, Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The shutdown hitting home for more than 500,000 government workers, many missing their first full paycheck today. Like 60-year-old Laura, standing in line for boxes of food.
I'm really hungry, and I'm just trying to scrape my money together to have rent.
The U.S. ramping up pressure on the Venezuelan government, sending the world's largest aircraft carrier to the waters off the South American nation. This is the U.S. struck yet another suspected drug boat today. President Trump canceling trade talks with China, posting that it's due to a television ad put out by Ontario that had parts of a 1987 speech by then-President Ronald Reagan denouncing trade tariffs. New York Attorney General Letitia James pleading not guilty in court today to federal mortgage fraud charges. President Trump pushing the case against James, who successfully brought a major civil fraud case against him. The jury trial gets underway in January of 2026. This is ABC News. Disney, the parent company of ABC News, is in a standoff with YouTube TV. A distribution agreement between the companies is expected to expire next Thursday.
YouTube telling us, we've been working in good faith to negotiate a deal with Disney that pays them fairly for their content on YouTube TV. Disney saying in a statement, we invest significantly in our content and expect our partners to pay fair rates that recognize that value. If we don't reach a fair deal soon, YouTube TV customers will lose access to ESPN and ABC and all our marquee programming, including the NFL, college football, NBA and NHL seasons, and so much more.
ABC News business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. The NFL levied three fines totaling $315,000 against the New York Giants for violating concussion protocol by peeking into a medical tent to check on injured quarterback Jackson Dart during his evaluation 2 weeks ago. Dave Packer, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
The Bucks shoot for their second straight win to start the NBA season tonight. They're in Toronto to take on the Raptors. 24th-ranked basketball Badgers open their exhibition season. They'll play host to Oklahoma at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Baseball's World Series finally here. The Dodgers open their title defense with Game 1 in Toronto against the Blue Jays. The football Badgers headed west. They'll square off tomorrow night against number 6 Oregon. The Packers wrapped up their practice week today. We'll head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers on Sunday night. Packer Micah Parsons on what the Packers can't allow Aaron Rodgers to do.
I would say don't let Rodgers get to his spot. Like, I would say when he's in sync, it's like poetry. Every throw's on the money. Everything's in sync. Like, you have to find ways to disrupt the tendencies, disrupt the spot, disrupt the way where he twists. Like, if he can't throw off his foot the right way, you know, those type of little things.
Hockey Badgers open a two-game weekend series against Alaska Anchorage at the Kohl Center tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
10 Martinsville.
Hopefully speed wins out.
Be manipulated.
It's been happening a lot longer than most people realize.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA.
It'll be a nice, cool fall day at Martinsville Sunday, but the heat is going to be on in the Xfinity 500 to decide the last two drivers to make the championship four. Denny Hamlin's glad he's already locked in.
Hopefully speed wins out, and hopefully you don't get unlucky. That's going to be the difference. Someone's going to get lucky, and someone's going to get unlucky to either make or not make the final four.
Hamlin already has teammate Chase Briscoe joining him in the Phoenix Final Four, with his other teammate Christopher Bell 37 points above the cut line going in, hoping there's no race manipulation that could tip the scales.
It's been happening a lot longer than I think most people realize, and people are just, you know, finally starting to talk about it. But everything that happens is a product of, you know, the format that we're racing under.
Four of the last five drivers who won the fall Martinsville race needed a win to get into the championship four, and William Byron would love to add his name to that list. He's won in the spring twice, but never in October.
Changes every time, and the tire changes just enough, or the weather changes just enough where the notes are obsolete. And I think it's such a short track. You're going around that racetrack so many times that the rhythm and cadence of it, just one small thing being off, changes the whole game.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know, this week we've had some fun finding out what drivers like Kyle Larson have done with their Martinsville grandfather clock trophies.
I have a Barnuminium, and I think Boyer came over and helped set it up, and I've never heard it go off once, so.
Never?
I probably need to wind it again. I don't know. Yeah, I've never heard it go off.
Because you let Boyer set it up. PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Welcome back to River Valley as we get ready for the second half. Let's quickly run down some scores on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. River Falls leading Beaver Dam 21-13. New Richmond over Ashwaubenon 42-14 at halftime. Menominee leading Onalaska 16-14, that in the second quarter. So those are some of the scores that we have from around the area in high school sports on this first week of the football playoffs. Let's see, Mondovi, they're leading Abbotsford now 26-0 at half as well. So those are some of the scores we have on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. 14-7 here, Panthers lead. They will get the ball to start the first half, or the second half, rather. So the Panthers will get the ball, and well, they had a chance, at least late in the second quarter. Just a couple of unfortunate sacks kind of ended that drive. Going from right to left. So we'll have Weiss and Kraleski back deep. Okay, so everybody looks ready to go. Referee says, everybody ready? Yes, yes, yes. Okie dokie. And here we go. Nice line drive kick. Kraleski at the 12, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Stays on his feet. Little razzle dazzle to the 35, to the 40, to the 45. Nice run back by Kraleski. And the Panthers have some great field position to start.
45-yard line of the Panthers.
So, first and 10 for the Panthers. So, they have a nice return with some great field position. And Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. From the far hash, Breidung waiting for the snap. Hand off to Havens. Havens, straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 45. Crosses the 50. Flay comes flying in. And we get a hold on Yankee. So it'll be a 10-yard penalty against the Panthers. So it'll be first and 20 now, back at the 35.
All right, so we'll try all that again. This time, though, first and 20 now. So Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Swing out pass, and that's to Weiss. Weiss breaks a tackle to the 40, stays on his feet, gets run out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. So we'll call it a gain of 9. And run out of bounds by Plumlee. And so second down and 11. So got most of the penalty back. Two wide receivers now will be on the right of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the left from the near hash. He'll go in motion. Back to passes, Bryden rolls to his right now. Steps up, throws. It's caught. And that is that Jackson Weiss all the way down to the 39-yard line on the far side. A nice play. First and 10, Panthers. Officially, they'll mark it at the 38. All right. So first and 10 from the far hash. Two wide receivers now here on the left of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. He has Havens lined up behind him. And a handoff to Havens. Straight ahead he goes. Breaks no tackle. Well, he got hit right away. And blowing up that play, number 23, Jaden Agauger. And did he even get back to the line of scrimmage? Nope, lost a yard. And so second and 11 back at the 39. This time, two wide receivers again here on the near side, on the left of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack is the wing back on the right. Hand off to Havens, reverse back to Mack. Mack gets hit again. Geiger blows up the play again, lost back to the 44. So now we got third and 16. So third and 16, 10:26 remaining here in the third quarter, 14-7 Panthers. Panthers now to the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right. Hand, nope, play action to Havens now. It's a screen pass to Mack. Mack's got blockers out front to the 40, to the 40, down to the 35. Stays on his feet, down to the 32. And short of the first down, but... makes it a lot easier fourth down play. So it'll be fourth down and 4 now instead of... So they got a whole bunch of it back, and now fourth and 4. Had been third and about 16. So Breidung now to the brings the Panthers to the line. Mack is the wing back on the left of the formation. Weiss is and it's going to be a throw over the middle. Caught by Weisenbeck. He's into the open field. He's going to go to the house. Touchdown. So Weisenbeck with another big play for the Panthers, and now it's 20-7. And so Panthers will go for 2. So another big fourth down conversion by the Panthers. It's a nice throw right over the middle of Weisenbeck, and he just went for the corner. So Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers will be on the right of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap, has Havens next to him in the backfield. Mack is the wing back. He'll go in motion. Pitch to Mack, going to the right. Oh, he's going to stop. Mack throws. It's going to be short. And so it will make it 20-7. Panthers lead with 9:11 remaining in the third quarter. And gives us a chance to thank some of our sponsors, including Numbers R Us, your daily money managers. Rhonda takes care of things so you don't have to. Mail handling, bill payment, fraud prevention as well. Give Rhonda a call at 672-8098. Or you can visit her online at numbersrus.com. Find out how a daily money manager can help and protect your family. Heike Pharmacy, flu and COVID-19 vaccines are now available. Call or visit Heike Pharmacy downtown Durand for more information. Durand Smokehouse now offering 30-day dry-aged ribeyes. Oh, you bet. That's at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, wouldn't be here tonight in River Valley. So please thank our sponsors for their support. All right. So Panthers to kick it away. And it's going to be taken at the 11. And up to the 20, to the 25. That's Pauly. And this time he'll be smothered at about the 33-yard line. And getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Panthers is Drake Peterson. So first and 10 for the Blackhawks. And again, they'll have it at their 33-yard line with the Panthers leading 20-7 and 9:05 remaining here in the third quarter. And so now waiting for the snap. Good snap thrown back over to Pauly. Pauly back the other way now. Up to the 40-yard line. And second down now, and two. As waiting for the snap, and it's going to be handed off to Pauly again. Goes to his right. He's to the 45. He's to the 50 now, up to the 48. And that'll be enough for a first down. And so it'll be first and 10 now for the Blackhawks. And so now Klein waiting for the snap, has Pauly in the backfield next to him, hands it off to Pauly. Pauly going to his left. Pushes the pile forward. Flag comes flying in. I think we got a hold. It'll be a free 10 spot for the Panthers. We'll see. Wait here and see what that's what the call is. But I think that's what it is. The way, at least the way the where the flag's at. And yep, holding against the Blackhawks, and so it will be. From, let's see, where's they officially marked it back at the 42. So a 10-yard penalty. So we'll call it first and 20 now. With 7:57 remaining here in the third quarter, Panthers leading 20-7. Two wide receivers here on the right. And waiting for the snap. Klein back to pass. Throws it. And it's going to be incomplete. Pass that time intended for Keegan Heiser, but incomplete. And so second down coming up. So Blackhawks now come to the line. And two wide receivers here on the right of the formation. Back to passes. Klein. Here comes the blitz. Screen pass set up to Pauly. But a flag comes flying in. Uh-oh. It's like we might have another hold. Oh, illegal man downfield, maybe, is what they're going to call it. Let's see once. Well, all right, still waiting for the official call, but it is against the Blackhawks. Eagle man downfield. All right. So it's a loss of down as well. So it's going to be third down now. And they move it back to the 37-yard line now. So second down now. And Blackhawks now to the line. As Klein waits for the snap. Back to pass, looking to his right. Here comes the breaks down on him. He rolls to his right, still looking, and down he goes. Intercepted, and it's going to be taken to the house for a touchdown. And that is number 11, Jackson Pickler. Oh, my goodness. As going down was Klein, and it looked like he was just trying to down it, and Pickler intercepts it for a pick six. Oh, my word. Wow. So it makes it 26-7 now, 7:24 remaining in the third quarter. Well, Panthers will come up to the line. As waiting for the snap is Breida. Well, yeah, there's all kinds of movement. Straight ahead we go. Yeah, well, did they not call a flag, though? Oh, wow, I thought there was a flag on the play, but the two-point conversion is good to make it 28-7 Panthers with 7:47 remaining here in the third quarter. Wow. And thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand Healthcare, your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Also, Duran Napa Farmers. Visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running on the farm during the harvest. Elsevia Co-op, a leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Don't forget, farmers, the on-farm pickup program by Elsevia Co-op to help pick up the harvest. Find out more. Visit elsevia.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Those of you watching on the Durand Arkansas School District YouTube channel and NTEC Channel 99, that is the video stream is being brought to you by the Durand Arkansas School District. All right. So here we go. Panthers kick it away again. And it's going to be out of bounds. Well, I don't mind that. I think that that's a good play. Number 13 was like, oh, you know what? Am I really going to get a good return? That was Aiden Hill. It looks like it's going out of bounds. You know what? We'll get pretty good field position if I just let it go out of bounds. Oh, they're going to make him kick it over again. Interesting. All right. Dark A. They're trying to set up a potential return here. Huh? Okay. Well. All right, so here we go. Line drive taken at the 15 to the 20. To the 25, to the 30. Straight ahead we go. Up to the 45, staying on his feet. Flags come flying in. Couple of flags. Paulie with the return. Or Plumlee, rather, with the return. But there's all kinds of flags. I think that's going to be against the Blackhawks. And so, let's see what, there are two penalties, all right. Holding, Blackhawks, declined. Block in the back, Blackhawks will take that one. So that will move the Blackhawks back. So probably would have been better to take the, what, they would get the ball, I think, at the, what, 35-yard line? Well, Panthers got a free fiver out of that at the end of all of that. If they had just taken the ball when it went out of bounds instead of having them re-kick it. No, okay. First and 10 from the 30. Again, 28-7 Panthers lead, 7:17 remaining in the third quarter. So Blackhawks down to the line. Klein waiting for the snap. And it's going to be trips left. Three wide receivers to the left on the far side of the formation. Nobody in the backfield. Man comes in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to Paulie. Or Plumlee. Plumlee now cuts it back to the center of the field, crosses the 35 up to the 37. And getting off the bottom of the pile, number 81 for the Panthers, A.J. Wittig. So gain of 8 on the play, second down and 2, we'll call it. Panthers would, you know what? Panthers like, you want to use like three quarters of the quarter for an attempted field goal? Well, we're okay with that because we're leading 28-7. And so now Klein waiting for the snap. Klein back to pass. Looks to his left. Matt now to his right. Throws it deep. It's going to be incomplete. Pass intended for Heiser and defended by Weiss. Excuse me. Oh, we get another penalty. It looks like it's another holding penalty. And so it'll be second down now and 12, we'll call it, from about the 28 after that holding penalty. And back to pass. Klein rolls to his right, looking. Now he puts it up into the, goes out of bounds. It's into the team bench. Third down coming up. Good coverage downfield by the Panthers. Yankee and also Biestervelt were providing the pressure. So another third down here for the Blackhawks. As coming up to the line now, Blackhawks up to the line. Klein waiting for the snap. As Plumlee next to him. And back to passes Klein. Rolls to his right. Now he throws quick. And it's going to be out of reach, way out of reach. Pass intended for Heiser, fourth down coming up. I can't believe they would actually be going for it, but stranger things would happen here, I guess. They are down 28-7. And so a punting formation. Good snap and
Fair catch. Panthers take over at their 44-yard line with 6:08 remaining here, and the Panthers leading 28-7. And thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Grand Improvement Group, tomorrow, Trunk or Treat. We'll have the Halloween party at Memorial Park from 10 to 3. Trunk or Treat, downtown Durand from 3 to 5 with Durand Improvement Group. Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your fall hunting and fishing needs. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and outdoor activities fun since 2006. First and 10 for the Panthers from their 44. Breidung waiting for the snap. Quick throw out to Kraleski to the 45, to the 50, still on his feet. Crosses into Blackhawk territory down to the 48-yard line, maybe 47. Let's see where they officially mark it. On the far side, they will mark it at the 47, second down, and about one. So a nice quick throw out to that right flat. And Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Breidung waiting for the snap. As Weiss and Havens back in the backfield with him. And it's going to be handoff this time to Havens. Straight ahead we go. And that's the first down. Nope, that was Mack with the carry. Check that, Mack with the carry. And he'll be down to the 44-yard line. First down for the Panthers. And the clock will also continue to run. Again, 28-7 Panthers leading, approaching the five-minute mark of the third quarter. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Breidung waits for the snap. Hand off to Havens. Havens now cuts upfield. He breaks the tackle, falls forward up to the 40-yard line. And gain of four on the play. And Kellen Jost with the stop for the Blackhawks. Second down and six. Panthers now, what they just want a nice, long, sustained drive. Get a touchdown and to leading 28-7. All right, Breidung now waiting for the snap. And it's going to be a quick throw to Weiss. Weiss to the 40, to the 35, stays on his feet. Whoa, a little somersault action. And a flag comes in late. What's that about? Well, we'll have to see what the flag's about. Two flags are there at the 40. Is that a hold? They're talking about it. Weiss is still is being looked at right now. Holding against the Panthers. And so they'll be... So Weiss is limping off. So it's going to be a hold against the Panthers. They'll move it back to the 50-yard line to make it second down and 16. So Breidung gets the play now from the sideline. Now Panthers come up to the line. Two wide receivers now on the right of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack is the wing back. And it's going to be a reverse back to Mack. Mack gets around the 50, to the 45, to the 40, and crosses the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Knock Reiner in on the stop for the Blackhawks, but it makes a very manageable third down now. Third and about five, we'll call it, from the 38-yard line. Clock down to 3:25 remaining in the third quarter. 28-7 Panthers. As Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. Single wide receiver on the right. And a handoff to Havens. Straight ahead he goes. Oh, he gets hit short of the first down. Nice hit. And in on the stop. That was number 23, Gauger. And so he's short by a yard. Well, fourth and one. Well, last time we've had fourth down plays for a few times, they've gone for touchdowns. So here we go. Fourth down again. Panthers definitely will go for it, being at the 35-yard line of the Blackhawks. Don't really give up field position. And so two wide receivers here on the near side. They're working from the middle of the field. Brydung. And wait, oh, we're going to have illegal motion. So they're going to move it back five. Five or four, the Blackhawks get a free fiver. So from fourth and one to fourth and six now. Well, quarterback sneak ain't going to work this time. All right. And I think they're going to punt. It looks like we're going to change up some players here. I think they're going to punt this time. Yep. They're going to punt it now. And Brydung's going to get back into punt formation. Waiting for the snap. Good snap. And the pooch kick. And taken at the 10. Oh, it's a muff punt. Who's got it? The Panthers got it. The Panthers get it. They have it. It should be Panther ball. It is. Oh, man. Coming up with it, number 13 for the Panthers, Owen Pickler. Wow. And so now the Panthers will get a first and goal. Let's see where they officially mark it. Well, they're going to mark it outside. No, they're going to mark it at the 11, so it's first and 10. So first and 10 for the Panthers from the 11-yard line. Second turnover by the Blackhawks. Brydung waits for the snap. Hand off to Havens. Havens will bounce it out. Finds the lane. Gets to the 5. Stays on his feet. And touchdown. He dragged the defender in. Touchdown, Panthers, to make it 34-7. So a muffed punt, and the Panthers recover. And a handoff on the two-point conversion to Mack goes nowhere. And that two-point conversion, no good. So, with a minute 52 remaining in the third quarter, 34-7 Panthers. And thank you to our sports sponsors, including Anibis Silo, featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna, along with small engine repair as well. Yep, get that snowblower ready for the upcoming winter with Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent, serving Durand and Chippewa Falls. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Services for new construction or for repairs for your current home. Give Chris a call at 672-8224. That's 672-8224. And Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospitals and Clinics. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. Again, those of you watching on the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel, please thank the school district. School district paying the rights fees for the game on the YouTube channel and on NTEC Channel 99. All right, we get the kickoff at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, bouncing it out to the outside, but then brought down. And with the stop for the Panthers, number 23, Lincoln Richardson. Returning that was number 11, Jordan Gauger. So first and 10 for River Valley at the 32-yard line with the Panthers leading 34-7 with a minute 43 remaining in the third quarter. Klein now waiting for the snap. Has Plumlee next to him. In the backfield, man goes in motion. Handoff is to number 13, jet sweep left. Breaks the tackle, breaks another tackle to the 40. Up to close to a first down, and that is Aiden Hill. And it should be enough for a first down. Yep, it'll be first and 10 from the 42. So Klein now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. And handoff to Plumlee. Plumlee going to his right, pushes the pile forward. He'll cross the 45 up to the 46. And in on the stop for the Panthers, A.J. Wittick. Up to the 46 as we're coming up towards 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. Panthers leading 34-7. Second down and about six. Klein waiting for the snap. Back to pass. Looking to his right. He's going to heave her up. And nearly intercepted. And nearly intercepted by Kraleski. Pass intended for Hill. And so it'll be third down coming up. So Panthers to the line now. Then two wide receivers here on the near side. Klein waiting for the snap. And it's going to be handoff to Paul, to Plumlee. Plumlee trying to go to the right, or to the left rather. Gets pushed back by the pile. And nice job by the Panther defense. Host the Panthers in there. Pickler was in there. Also Wittick was in there. As well, no gain on the play. Fourth down coming up, and down to 10 seconds. They might just leave the quarter end. Let's see. Well, they're coming up fast. They want to get a playoff before the end of the third quarter. 4-3-2, and they get the playoff quickly. Back to pass. Klein looks. It's going to be caught, and that'll be enough for a first down to end the quarter. Caught by Heiser, but we're at the end of the third quarter now, with the Panthers leading 34-7. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football here on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to River Valley, 34-7. Panthers lead as we get ready for the fourth quarter.
out here this evening.
And so it'll be first and 10. We switch fields for this fourth quarter. River Valley going from right to left. Panthers left to right. So first and 10 for the Blackhawks. Klein waiting for the snap. Three wide receivers to the left. Man goes in motion and Olsen. They're going to hand it off. Nope, reverse back the other way. And that is going to be Hill. And puts his head down, crosses the 40 down to the 39-yard line. And make it the 38 in on the stop. But for the Panthers, Lincoln Richardson. Make it the 30. They're going to move it up to the 37. All right, second down and about three. So again, three wide receivers now to the right of the formation, working from the near hash. Klein waiting for the snap with Jones in the backfield with him. Klein back to pass. Here comes the blitz. He's running for his life, puts it up, and it's incomplete. Is that a fumble? They're going to call that, not about to say, what, is that a fumble? And so, and they do get a flag down. I think they're going to say the intentional grounding. Was their receiver even close? And intentional grounding, loss of down. And so that's what they're going to call, intentional grounding. And that's a huge, so they'll move it back to, don't they move it? But say, okay, they're move it back to the 42-yard line. So third down now, and about eight, we'll call it. And so, coming up to the line now, third and eight, two wide receivers here on the near side. Klein waiting for the snap. Klein back to pass. Quick throw. It's going to be caught. That is going to be Hill. And he'll be brought down by Richardson and Sabelko. Short of the first down. Fourth down coming up. Fourth and two, we'll call it. Den Panthers leading 34-7 and under 11 minutes remaining here in this fourth quarter as Klein now waiting for the snap. Looking a little bit confused here on the line. Now they get a whistle and a timeout. Timeout, River Valley. 10:32 remaining, 34-7 at Panthers. And thank you to Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center, for all of your car care needs. Riverside Plaza, located at Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Thrivent Financial Durand, your Thrivent Financial Advisors, Tracy Fairweather and Carrie Scott, located at 114 West Main Street in Durand. Thrivent Financial, a strong and stable partner by your side. Alex's Pizza, opened Tuesday through Sunday nights. They feature the lunch buffet every Wednesday, that's Alex's Pizza. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, wouldn't be here at River Valley tonight. Winner of tonight's game plays the winner of Grantsburg and Laconia next week. If it's the Panthers, yep, we'll have that game for you. All right, so here we go. Fourth down and two from the 36. Klein waiting for the snap now. Play action. Quick throw, caught. And it's going to be caught by Plumlee. He'll have enough for the first down, down to the 26-yard line. And in on the stop was Owen Pickler. So first and 10 for the Blackhawks. And back to pass quickly as Klein. Looks, throws, caught. That's number 11, and that is Gauger. And he'll be out of bounds at about the 22, 23-yard line, so the clock does stop. Gain of about three on the play, second down and seven. Listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Football here on WRDN Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins from River Valley. Panthers leading 34-7 in the fourth quarter. And play action, back to passes, Klein. Going for the touchdown, and he's got it. Touchdown to number eight, Plumlee, to make it 34-13. And so they will go for the extra point. So Osmond.